Hey there, and welcome back to the Book of Baseball. Today's Sunday, June 18th, and today I'll be talking about Luis Arraez's chase for a 400 batting average this season. A 400 season is one of the rarest achievements in baseball. In the history of the game, there's been a 400 season only 42 times. The last time an MLB hitter hit 400 was during World War II, when Ted Williams hit 406 for the Red Sox in 1941. The closest anyone has ever come to that mark since then was Tony Gwynn in 1994, when he hit 394 for the Padres. This year, Luis Arraez of the Miami Marlins is making his own run at a 400 season. As of this recording, he's hitting 388. After a 2-for-4 game against the White Sox on June 10th, he was hitting 402. However, he only recorded one hit in his next 17 at-bats, dropping his average to 378. But then, a 5-for-5 game against the Nationals brought it back up to 390. On paper, Arraez's chase for 400 seems like he has a real shot. His peripheral statistics, however, say otherwise. More on that after this. Expected batting average is a stat that predicts a hitter's batting average based on their quality of batted balls, and it can be a good way to see if a player is over or underachieving. Arraez's expected batting average is 331. Still excellent, but a far cry from his actual 388 average. That 57-point difference between expected and true batting average is the fourth biggest in the MLB. We can also compare Arraez's seasons to other attempts at a 400 season. Out of the seven players that hit 375 or higher in a year since Ted Williams' 400 season in 1941, Arraez is the only one with a slugging below 500 and an OPS below 1,000. While his current 154 OPS, meaning he's about 54% better than the average hitter, is the fourth best in the National League right now, it is by far the lowest out of those seven players. However, he's chasing a 400 batting average, not OPS or slugging record. It's impressive that he still has a chance to reach 400, and it's already mid-June. I'm excited to see how close he can get and if he can make history in 2023. This episode was written, recorded, and produced by me, Cam Weld. Thank you to Baseball Reference, Baseball Savant, and Wikipedia for providing resources for this episode. I would appreciate if you could rate, review, and follow the Book of Baseball wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next one.